Text 13 to 17. We'll read text 13. Prostha Padhyam Purnamasyam.
Prostha Padhyam Purnamasyam.
Hemasimha Samanvitam. Dadatiyo Bhagavatam.
Dadatiyo Bhagavatam.
Sayati Paramangatim. Word for word. Prostha Padhyam in the month of Bhadra. Purnamasyam on the full moon day. Hemasimha upon a golden throne. Samanvitam seated. Dadati gives as a gift. Who? Bhagavatam. Srimad Bhagavatam. Sa. He. Yati. Goes. Paramam. To the Supreme. Gatim. Destination. Translation. If on the full moon day of the month of Bhadra, one places Srimad Bhagavatam on a golden throne and gives it as a gift, he will attain the supreme transcendental destination. Purport. One should place Srimad Bhagavatam on a golden throne because it is the king of all literature. On the full moon day of the month of Bhadra, the sun, which is compared to this king of literatures, is present in the constellation Leo and looks as if raised up on a royal throne. According to astrology, the sun is said to be exalted in the sign of Leo. Thus one may unreservedly worship Srimad Bhagavatam, the supreme divine scripture. Text 14. Translation. All other Puranic scriptures shine forth in the assembly of saintly devotees only as long as the great ocean of nectar, Srimad Bhagavatam, is not heard. Purport. Other Vedic literatures and other scriptures of the world remain prominent until the Srimad Bhagavatam is duly heard and understood. Srimad Bhagavatam is the ocean of nectar and the supreme literature. By faithfully hearing, recitation, and distribution of Srimad Bhagavatam, the world will be sanctified and other inferior literatures will fade to minor status. Text 15, translation. Srimad Bhagavatam is declared to be the essence of all Vedanta philosophy. One who has felt satisfaction from its nectarine mellows will never be attracted to any other literature. Text 16, translation. Just as the Ganga is the greatest of all rivers, Lord Achyuta, the supreme among deities, and Lord Shambhu, Shiva, the greatest of Vaishnavas, so Srimad Bhagavatam is the greatest of all Puranas. Text 17, translation. O Brahmanas, in the same way that the city of Kashi is unexcelled among holy places, Srimad Bhagavatam is supreme among all the Puranas.
So, here, last verse saying, O Brahmana, in the same way that the city of Kashi is unexcelled among holy places, Srimad Bhagavatam is supreme among all the Puranas. You know, in India, those who come from, you most probably know, it's called, when you're going to die, everybody become old, Hindus, followers of Vedic literature, Vedic culture. They say, Vardhukke Banarosi, is a Bengali saying. When you become old, go to Kashi, live there, then you won't take birth again. And if you are a Vaishnava, you go to Jagannath Puri, you go to Dwarka, you go to Vrindavan. So our shelter is ultimately saying best to take the shelter of Krishna. In other words, Srimad Bhagavatam, supreme, you want supreme destination. And we are hearing all these things, how much we appreciate, I don't know, depending on our adhikar, depending on our status spiritually. First starting with, say, Bhagavad Gita, I am not this body, Krishna is enlightening, and gradually going into surrender. Surrender who? Bhunam Jamanam Amte Jnanavan. One who is really jnani. That means he will have symptom when he is doing devasanasa, vairagya, renunciation. That is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's bhaktas. You see, we are following Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. We are Gaudiya is gone. So, his first is Bhagavad Gita. Then gradually, we did Srimad Bhagavatam. Of course, you go to Ragmar, then Chaitanya, you want to go deep into it. It's little difficult. Just Mataji was reading, the Prabhupada said, I get enlightenment reading every day, Chaitanya, this gives me life. So Prabhupada is on another level than us. Of course, we are, many of us, sitting same place, but Odhikar, time tells. What is our Odhikar eligibility? Yes? Who is Brahmachari, who is Sannyasi, who is who? So, we see top devotees always associating with Srimad Bhagavatam. Among the, all the top Vaishnava Acharya, all the Mahajan, Krishna first told this, gave this knowledge to Brahma. And Brahma was a little confused. He told Brahma and said, this is the knowledge about the Lord. Or absolute, or his name, form, beauty, pastime, is Parama Guijana. Supremely, Parama means supreme, you know Sanskrit. Guijana means confidence. Most supreme confidence. But you take it down as I give you. At the same time, you should realize all these things in conjunction with pure devotional service. This is fourth sloka. Srimad Bhagavatam call seed parts of Srimad Bhagavatam, essence there. And this is elaborate past purport there, Prabhupada gave in so many pages. Then we see this after Veda writing, Vyasadeva compiling, and from there seeing that Kali Yuga people are getting, the civilization people deteriorated and becoming so sinful, like from Sapta Yuga, then Treta Yuga, Sapta, then Dapar, 100,000 years used to live, and then less, 10,000, then less, 1,000, now Kali Yuga, maximum 100. Some people still, how many, we don't know, very few, 100 years they live, but still, then most of them sinful, if not at least more of passion and ignorance. How to appreciate Srimad Bhagavatam? Even the Bhagavad Gita, how many? So you have to see who can see and appreciate it. That Srimad Bhagavatam is says in the beginning. Amalatmana, he is completely pure. He's called free from envious. Material world means everybody is envious. The Prabhupada made a society. And he said, you want devotee to be non-envious. That is beauty. Of course, before that, he gradually, by following Prabhupada's instructions, strict rule, religious, associated with devotee, we becoming pure, associated with that. It may take time, maybe, to have control over lusty desire, kaam, krodh, lobh, moha, matsarya. It's a gradual process. As we see, as when Goswami is teaching us, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is teaching, and then Goswami is teaching. Then Acharya is teaching. Goswami is teaching. One is this Krishnadas Kaviraj always mentioning, remembering always the lotus feet of Raghunath and Rupa Goswami. Again, pray. feeling it. Rupa Raghunatha Pade Hoivyak Kabhi Hon Pujo Jugalaput Radha Krishna's conjugal love, when we understand. But we have to go step by step. So in order to teach us, the Goswami is showing us, Rupa Sanatana Raghunatha Das Goswami, and the son of one of the richest men at that time in Bengal, has a most beautiful wife, very young. But he saw Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Due to Sadhu Sangha, through Haridas Thakur, he went in Shantipur. And the moment he saw Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, at once he was captivated. He wanted to become his follower. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was very pleased, but he told him, advised him before he Sthir haiya ghare jao. Be peaceful. Go home. Naho batur, don't be crazy. Overnight, don't give up, renounce your life style, what you are living, grihastha. Because grihe thako, bone thako. Doesn't matter which ashram you are. This is all temporary and external. Actual thing is consciousness. But gradually you become detached. Gradually you become detached. For that purpose, Markat Vairagya Nakara Lobha. Don't show up your Vairagya externally to get some name, fame, and worship of the people. Chathajugya Vishay Bhunja Anasata. Be detached. Don't be attached to things, temporary, material, sense objects. But as much as necessary to practice Krishna consciousness, that much you take to maintain your body. Same thing Prabhupada said to us. He said, what I said to you, live with the bare necessities of life. You require your 5 feet, you get 7 feet, some clothing, some place to sleep, some food to maintain your body. Now, rest of the time, do many lives you did all these things, sense gratification, either gross or subtle. One life give to Krishna. Give your best thing. Krishna, not Bhagavatam, serving. The rest of the time do your sadhana I gave you. And gradually you make progress. And Prabhupada's books, everything is there. He said it will take you whole life. You cannot finish. You digest, even you digest Srimad Bhagavatam first canto, enough to realize completely Bhagavan's realization. So, everything is there, Prabhupada, where you have to jump into another island, another group. Not necessary. So, GBC said, take initiation, promise, you don't leave this God. Said, very nice. Many nice things are there, preaching going on. Bhaktivinoda Thakur said, coming 10,000 years, this movement will go on. This movement is gone or whatever it may be. But it looks like it's gone, well organized, very nicely. Many places, preaching work is going on. Just like say, Rath Yatra, even Muslim country, book distribution, even preaching. We have some parts of the world, say, East European country, Russia, all this, to Namahat, to Bhakti Bhiksha, maybe little touring there, and the Bhagavad restriction, all gradually doing. And it's going on. So there is a hope there, the opportunity is knocking. We simply have to strictly follow our acharya, ultimately the distillation of the instructor, depending on time, place, Prabhupada gave it. And we have to carry out, and still devotee is going to do this. So he said that, so soon, very soon you will find Krishna will be very pleased with you. At heart, you always pray and follow the instruction of your Guru and Krishna. Seeing your sincerity, soon, and you see, soon he met Nityananda Prabhu. He tried Nityananda Prabhu, and Nityananda Prabhu asked him to do something, serve the Vaishnava. He was very pleased. Even Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was pleased. And he soon joined Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and became a confidential associate of the Lord under the guidance of Sarupdham. You see. So here you see, here a sense of that, Srimad Bhagavatam said, all the acharyas have to write some purport of this Vedanta Sutra. Is always given Srimad Bhagavatam by Vyasadeva, and our acharyas, dearest of them is this scripture, Srimad Bhagavatam, telling the essence of bhakti, which help us to go back to Godhead, supreme destination, but all the those and the mode of goodness, always meditating, Om Vishnu Param Padam Sada Pasanti Suraya, and many other things, Sartabha Satan Vishnu Vishattabha, Krishna, Bhagavad Gita, Manmana, Bhava, Madhbhakta, and has to become a Brahmi. And in this case, in this connection, Digar Prabhupada told a story from Veda, from Brahman, then renounced consciousness, Veda outside, Danda, or whatever, Srimad Bhagavatam, then become maybe higher stage, pure devotee, or Paramahansa. And Prabhupada expected our Grihastha ISKCON to become just Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's, like the Isha. I want them to become like a Goswami, means controlling over senses. That starts with become Brahmachari life, then if not, then maybe Brahmin, Samo, Damo, Tapo, Sukcham. Then this boy's case Prabhupada is mentioning is famous. But the personality is impersonal, is all say. It's famous story Prabhupada so many times told. This is Gautam Rishi is there, and one boy came. He has seen his mother always, but never seen his father. Ask his mother many times, doesn't say. One day he said, you have to tell me. Who is my father? I cannot associate with other boys. They don't play with me. So I've decided to become disciple of Gautam Rishi, and he want to know my gotra. In India, still now it is there. You go to a school, college, anywhere, write down your name, father's name. This is Vedic culture. So, yes, you tell. So, you must tell me, and I will tell the Gautam Rishi. I want to become like him. All right, darling? Listen, you tell your Gautam Rishi that I associated with, I served many masters. And through their association, I got you. So, you tell like this and tell. So, my mother's name is Jabala, and your name is Satyakam. Okay? Go and tell. So, he told this, and Rishi can understand this boy telling exactly without, not keeping something secret, not telling something, some person is telling. No, like that. Exactly what he said, in total telling. And so he said, I see, you have got Brahmin. Okay, I'll make you decide. So this boy knows what it means that he will be accepted in the society. Nobody will play with him, eat with him, or invite him, or if he invites him, come. He rejected himself. But he is Brahmin. Many rishis are like, their identity is like this, but they have got the quality. So it is the quality Krishna will see us. So even Kunti Devi said that I am a woman, how can I understand you? But I know who can understand you. They are the Paramahamsa. They are Amalatma. They are completely free from enviousness. So this is called this, who can associate and really Srimad Bhagavatam and appreciate, that is the Amalatmana, that is the Paramahansa, that is called Paramahansa Samhita. Kunti Devi is such a great devotee, but still he is telling the truth. She, of course, she is God's real life. She is a great devotee, but she is praising Amalatmana. Bhaktivinoda Thakur, who is a Grihastha, you may know, many of you, the Srimad Bhagavatam, 18,000 slokas, he cut down, and with best and essence, he took some slokas, put them together, and told it, Bhagavat Arko Murichimala. Bhagavat, that means sun-like Srimad Bhagavatam Murichimala. Same thing said in Srimad Bhagavatam, another place. Somebody, when Kali Yuga Krishna has gone, this Srimad Bhagavatam arising like a sun, dispel all the darkness of the people degraded in this Kali. Show us the light. So our acharyas, whether it is Madhacharya, whether it is Ramanujacharya, Madhacharya, the big purport of Srimad Bhagavatam. And Prabhupada often mentioning, be Raghavacharya, Hari Suri, I can't remember, many other, Nilkantha, big acharya of the writing. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to accept, especially when Ballabhacharya was saying, my Bhagavatam purport, Bhasya, is best than Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. You know, crushed his pride, saying about one who does not accept the authority, like Siddharsan. That like who doesn't accept the Swami. Swami means husband or also master. Doesn't accept it, he's like a Vesya. Vesya means prostitute. He's a little strong. Of course, the word is said that. So, we find here that Prabhupada is telling, so meditating, thinking of Krishna, a sense of devotion, and ultimately goes up, we start become pure, meditating on the lotus feet of Krishna, because we are in beginning when he comes, we are more of passion and ignorance. That is most of the people. They don't appreciate all this Bhagavad Gita. What to speak of Srimad Bhagavatam? But if you regularly nashta prayesu abhadresu, you have got abhadra in our heart, so many dirty things. I am Indian, Pakistani, Russian, whatever. Thinking, I am sannyasi. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu taught us. No. You should think your Swarupa, Gopi Bhattur Padakamala, or Daso, Daso, Daso. 100 times, the top devotees, Brajavasa, though he is a sannyasi, saying the gopis, Radharani, Mata Jasoda, all this, they are the topmost devotee. Mad after Krishna. And in that mood to teach us, Krishna came as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to teach us, because nobody is following many Krishna, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came. Krishna saying, to teach us the highest Ujjala Rasa, because Radharani is called in highest state, is called Mahabhav, and Krishna is Rasaraj. These are all big talks to us. We start from Bhagavad Gita. But if his goal is high, we can make some advancement. If we check it with our advancement, where we are, our status, seeing from Bhagavad Gita, then Upadeshamito, the Goswami's, Rupa Goswami gave, we are Rupa Nuga, the following. Then Prabhupada asking, you want to test your how much you are progressing devotional side, where you are, your consciousness, check out Madhurya Kadimini or Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. You know your status in spiritual plane, where you are. And this way we approach, I make advancement. So, Nasta Prayesu Abhadresu Nittam Bhagavata Seva. We have to regularly serve person Bhagavat who follows the teachings, who is the manifest embodiment of the teachings of Srimad Bhagavatam, Prabhupada, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, Bhakti Vinod Thakur. And person Bhagavat, here for him, Srimad Bhagavatam. Then you get this. If you have got Jasra Deve Para Bhakti, have got implicit faith in the words of God, because he is Achyuta, we should have. But because in modes we have sometimes may not have. And at the same time, Guru, as good as God, as we are saying, Sakshat Harite Samastha Sastoy, Uktasya Tatha Bhavate Vosadji, Kintu Bahuja Pyoivatas, he is the dearest. As we say, Namam Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prestaya. Krishna means dearest to Krishna. Now, if you accept that, he is dearest to Krishna, and he is telling us, as Arjuna accepted, we also take the lessons of Arjuna, and this way progress. Nittang, regularly serving them, hearing and glorifying, chanting, and serving the pure devotee, Bhagavad. Bhagavati uttama slake bhakti bhavati nasti. We will become fixed up. You see, this way, he is saying the letter, tada rajastamo bhava kama luvatayasya. You have got unlimited material desire. Same thing as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was discussing with Ramananda Rai. Sadhya, sadhan. Sadhya and sadhan. Sadhya means how to execute it. And sadhya means what is the ultimate goal of life. goal of life is not Evidu Sartagoti Vishnu. Vishnu, most of the people that don't know. At all those who are little coming, they may be doing Kurmi, Jnani, a little more. Karma Mishra Bhukti, Jnana Mishra Bhukti, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu all rejected. He said, tell something higher. First he says, Varnashram Dharma, worship Vishnu. Ultimately when he came, that Jnane Prayasam Udupas, giving up all the speculative method to understand the absolute truth, simply hear submissively from the lips of Mahabhagavat, Harikatha, then Lord, though he is Ajita, though he cannot be conquered, he become conquered within the heart. Because the heart of Krishna is there, but we can't realize it, perceive it. The heart is dirty. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is teaching us. In Chaitanya Leela, in Jagannath going to Rata Yatra and going to Nilachal to Sundarachal. That means to Vrindavan. From Roisarja to go to Vidhi Bhakti to what do you say? Bhakti is going, and this thing he is saying how to clean the where Jagannath can. That means cleaning the heart. Same thing Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in short saying, Chetu Dharpunamarja. Bhava Mahadava Dini Bhavanam Sreyas Kaidava Chandrika Vitaranam Vidya Bodhu Jivanam. In order to explain this thing, previously Lord Shiva, top of the all Vaishnava considered, he is telling his associate Parvati. There is a place, you know, people go to India, sometimes go there. It's called Amarnath, very difficult. I was thinking of going there. There was a push, Maharaj, don't go, you can't. Hostage can take. Many people die. Very difficult. There is a place where Lord Shiva linga manifest by snow. I should become automatically at a particular time. And billions of people go there. There is a cave, huge, in Kashmir, in Himalaya. It's famous. Every year go. People live there at the cost of taking the risk of life. Sometimes terrorists kill them. Some people also die. Because too much austere to go there. There Shiva, long, long back in the Purana mentioned, he was talking to Parvati, telling, I'll give you the supreme knowledge, Srimad Bhagavatam. Yes? But I want you listen and nobody listen. So in order to be sure, you always tell, respond when I'm saying, who? Like that. It's a nice. Don't fall asleep. So Parvati is listening. Her husband, and Lord Shiva is telling Srimad Bhagavatam on the pranata. And Parvati is listening, time to time she is responding, who? At one point, Parvati saw, Lord Shiva says, seems like she fell asleep. But still I am hearing, Who is here? Who is responding? Who is here? Nobody. But see, Parvati fell asleep. Suddenly found there is one parrot sitting there, Sukha parrot. And we understand that Krishna and Radharani, there are many associates to serve them. All the gopis, manjaris, and Tulsi Maharani here also. But in order to know how to find means, always to meet Radha and Krishna, they cause meeting of Radha and Krishna all together. So she has innumerable parrots. Still now in Vrindavan she sees so many parrots. They say these are the agents of Tulsi Maharani. They are always going around seeing where is Radha and where is Krishna in form. So anyway, Radha and Krishna also have their associates, something very close, like Sarva. Radha and maybe a bull, Padma Mukha, or Krishna has a dog, name is Bagra, I mean tiger, something like that. A peacock called Natta, the dancer. And so they have got also two associates. Radhani has got an associate, parrot, and Krishna has got also an associate. Radhani is this parrot associate, always establishing the supremacy of Radhani. And this Krishna's parrot always trying to establish Krishna's supremacy. And these two sometimes having always fight verbally. Then they have to stop. Stop! Don't do all this now. So this parrot, one of these Radhani's parrot, they say it is the Radhani's parrot, that he was listening. So he said, the moment Lord Shiva was saying, hey, this other than Prabhupada, nobody should hear, I want. This is very confidential. At once took his trident. So, finishing. And trident is going, and he is chanting. Running, there is a devotee of the Lord. Narayan, Narayan! Running ahead. And the moment somebody is pure devotee, if somebody surrendered, Lord Ramchandra says, Krishna says, all this Lord sent. Anybody surrendered to him, feelingly cry out, help! And we know that from many past times of the Lord, Lord always protected at once. Lord released his Sudarshan Chakra. So within a short time, intercepted that trident, stop, trident, went back, bounced back to Lord's way. No parrot? What happened? In meditation he could understand that Narayan said he is the Narayan Bhakta. So parrot went down. Some say he went in the mouth of Vasudev's wife and it came out of Sukadeva. That is some pronounced, I don't know whether Prabhupada said this thing anywhere. No, I'm just telling for you. I'm always telling philosophy. Some story is good to tell. So anyway, so that we see, we become free from tamo and rajogun by regularly serving them and come to the mode of pure goodness. It is in pure goodness that is called sattang visuddham vasudeva sabditam. That is why in Vasudeva's heart, Krishna came. And Devaki, supposed to be wife, external beings, our Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur says, wife mainly should be surrendered to husband. Husband is like a guru, ideally speaking, of course. Don't project. So, when a disciple completely surrendered to his guru, then, and seeing his beauty, and from guru's heart, Bhushan Chakravarti said, goes to this disciple Krishna consciousness. And thus, Devaki, representing that his brother killing six sons means, in another way, figuratively, he says, means, when his lusty desire come, crowd, anger, lobe, greediness, moha, illusion, mod, arrogance, pride, egotistic mood, and enviousness disappeared, then it become pure heart. And Lord, we cannot invite Lord any place besides sit here. We have to be suitable place for the Lord. Lord is supremely pure. So in the pure heart, Lord has to sit somewhere, suitable place. Lord's sitting place, tatta. If you do tatta vichar, truth, that is Balaram. He's asraya tatta. He's little, talking about little dry things to say many, many. And Krishna is vishaya tatta. He's our goal. In order to achieve the goal, you have to take shelter of Balaram, Radharani. Don't give, we should not give over, say, flower. Krishna, give it to Radharani's hand, give it to Guru's hand, give it to Balaram's hand. Then he'll come and, yeah. Krishna, here is a nice devotee. Well, he has got nice flowers. Look, I don't know what is devotion. Then, and Krishna will accept that. So we are in this path following, as Prabhupada says. And thus, when he becomes Vishuddha Satta, then he understands what is Krishna. That's why he says, Manushyanam sahasreshu kaschid jagati siddha. One has to first of all become liberated from material contamination. A very few try. Out of millions and Madhvacharya's standard, the manushya says mean, manushya means at least he would ask this question, what is the meaning of life? What is the purpose of life? In other words, little brahminically qualified. So then brahmin qualified goodness to come to pure goodness, free from mixture of passion and ignorance. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastime, you see, he regularly Narendra Sarovar, this when he was 18 years in Jagannath Puri, this Gadadhar, who is the expansion of Radhan, he will be reading, he will become Khetra Sannyas, Chaitanya. He wants to go with Chaitanya, very attached to Chaitanya. No, you stay here in Jagannath Puri, one place, Tota Gopina. You will not go. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was. But you won't go. No, no, no. Do you want to please yourself or please me? Then stop. If you think I know what is good for you, I am telling. You want to please yourself? You want to follow me? Or you want to please yourself? If you want to please me, stay here and do us. What I will do? See. And he is digging up the sand dunes where Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is sitting. And the deity came out. If you go there now, in Jagannath Puri, you go to Tota Gopinath. Tota means a garden. You see a garden there. And the sand dunes still are there. Still are there. So you go there, whatever grows, he used to offer to the deity. Get. The deity used to worship always. Nityananda Prabhu will come, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu time to time come to him. And he become old. There, he cannot put garland to that deity, huge deity. That deity, it says, has to become not standing, between standing and sitting, in between stage, like that. And then he can put that garland. So, this Gadadhar, in Narendra Sarovar, there is a place there, he used to regularly read, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, with all his associates, will be listening Srimad Bhagavatam and relishing. At present, I think we relish something else, I'm sure. Most of us. I don't mean everybody. We may be relishing this. Those are paramahansa. So, one of the, from Bangladesh came one writer, wrote something about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Jagannath, and showing Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. In order to approach Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, one has to go through Swarup Damodar, his secretary. His secretary was giving secretary, it's all wrong. Considering all the Siddhanta, Shastra Siddhanta, Tattva, everything wrong, he doesn't know. So he said, you better go, Jaho Bhagavat Paro. You listen Srimad Bhagavatam, if you really want to know, to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's all. Devotees, those are Bhagavat, Mahabhagavat. You listen to them, then you understand their ocean of Siddhanta and Tattva there. Then you will know what is Jagannath, Sachal Jagannath, Achal Jagannath, all this nonsense. You just go there and you learn, then you write it. So this way, you can understand how one can understand all this thing of Bhagavatam. Bhagavatam is full of what is called bhakti, really, and who is Bhagavan, Tattata, and who is a real devotee, pure devotee. Mentioned. These things are again elaborated by the first class book of Sanatana Goswami, that is called Brihat Bhagavatam. You should all read this book. We are very fortunate, our very good God brother. I saw that day before I talked to him, and suddenly, next day, he just left his body in Vrindavan. Gopi Paranadanapur. So that ISKCON and other can read that. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Krishna also taught this thing before he leaves. His dear devotee Uddhava, very dear to Krishna, he wanted to follow him when Krishna was winding his pastime, going back to the spiritual world. Krishna told him confidentially, I am going back. Then he said, I also go with you. No, you don't. I am telling you what is bhakti, what is Bhagavan, what is bhakti tattva, and the loving exchange, that is called bhakti, between Bhagavat, Bhagavan. That is devotion of service, and is highest. That is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's teaching. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu taught the Goswamis, and Goswamis teaching in their life and through their books, and Prabhupada is giving. Prabhupada said, ultimately, everybody has to develop that stage where Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was discussing with Ramananda Raya. The Gambhira is too high. The highest stage, Rupa Goswami, going through Rupa Goswami, Prabhupada said, one has to develop a greed towards bhakti. devotional service. Then he said, one has to just like Goswami is teaching us, takta tu namo asela mandalapati. They used to associate in a being a big position in the society, associate in the top persons of the society, aristocratic family. He kicked them out all these things, big position, wealth, family relation, very dear, difficult to cut. He cut off, left all the wealth dividing among them, and with the bare necessities of life, went to Vrindavan, doing devotional service as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu taught. And what they're saying always? They're developing, Prabhupada said, do this thing, develop this thing, feeling of separation from Krishna in a higher stage of devotional service. What is that? The symptom showing that? They're saying they are like a madman transcendental. Saying, he Bajadevi ke chalalite, he Nanda Sunaha, he Lalita Binda Radharani, where are you? Are you under the foothills of Himal? You foothills of Giriraj? Are you on the bank of the Kalindi? Like that. But Prabhupada said, they never said, I have seen Krishna. With our Sahajyas, many are going there, seeing this, what Baba, I forgot. I saw many of them in Radha Kunda there, learning Bengali and one young girl from Germany, I said, what are you doing? Shaving head, nonsense. Go back to ISKCON or something. I read Prabhupada's book. So many others, why did that girl? Many others. Prabhupada said, don't leave ISKCON, everything is here. Prabhupada, one old disciple also on the Prabhupada said, Prabhupada, please bless me. So why you leave us, ISKCON? I don't want to mention his name. I didn't know. You want to associate with the Babaji and to know bhajan like them, paramahamsas, like that. No, you external changing, this cannot become paramahamsas. Paramahamsas got symptom. Ask yourself, all these books that's there. So we have to develop over, say that thing. Not that overnight saying I have seen Krishna. Better, don't try to see Krishna. According to Adhikar, see Krishna. It has a deity. They see him, I saw yesterday, or rather his appearance, so beautifully decorated, dressed, rather than all the deities, yellow, white, and little greenish color. So beautiful looking. Of course, it will be just like a, as you are serving here, it's like a direct. You feelingly do is a direct service to Radha Krishna, Govinda. You start from here. Now, one day you will find you are doing it directly. Going to the spiritual world. Just feel separation and do devotional service. Develop feeling of separation to Krishna as the Goswamis did. That is our ultimate teaching Prabhupada is giving. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's teaching, Yugaitam, Nimishena, Chakkusha, Prabhishaitam. But before that, Chetu Darpanam Arjanam, as ultimately highest. But our Madhavendra Puri, before leaving his body, if you go to Remuna, where all Ramchandra with with Sita Devi went, was it. It's called Remuna, very beautiful place. Still now. Nice. And there, Madhavendra Puri went, we know that Madhavendra Puri, how Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will be highly appreciating how Mahabhagavata Chaitanya, this Madhavendra Puri is so fortunate. Who can be so? Krishna himself come in Vrindavan near Govinda Kunda to he was fasting, he was so much mad, transcendentally chanting, dancing, rolling on the ground of Vrindavan, circumambulating Govardhan Hill, coming to Govinda Kunda, doing japa, and Krishna came. He didn't eat, drink, sleep, brought a glass of milk. Take this. Then later on came in his dreams, identifying himself that I am Krishna, Giridhari. Recover me from the dirt in the bushes between Govinda Kunda and Govardhan. And I am waiting for you long, long time. For you, Pujari left me in fear of the lecher coming here under this, out of the fear. So I am waiting in the heat, cold, severe heat and cold tolerating. I didn't take bath for a long time. I'm hungry. give me a big fish, bathe me and place me, and I make a throne on the Govardhan Hill. And everything he did. Again he asked me, I am feeling hot extremely. Please bring Chandan. And can you bring? He's at the age of 80 or something. And he took the risk at that time to go from Vrindavan to bring South India, Chandan or Jagannathpur. It's a long, long distance. Neither you have got car, train, plane at that time. Only by one foot, unless he has got horse or palkin. He's not like that. He has to go on foot, taking such a risk. On the road, you have to change countries, different countries, and difficult Muslim countries. And also there is dacoit, killing people. Ferocious animal, but he took the risk. This is love. And when he arrived, again Krishna came in a dream. Gave him also again kheer as Gopina. And again told him, don't have to go to Vrindavan now. You stay here. Give this sandalwood pulp on Gopinath. Gopinath and me, Gopal, no difference. I feel get relief from the heat of Vrindavan. You simply smear this sandalwood pulp with camphor what you brought. You don't have to. And he stayed there. And he was dying, his samadhi is there. Simply remembering that verse which you know, what should I say? Invoke or what? The feeling of separation. He dino when Mathura he dino dayadra natha, he Mathura natha, kadavalokkasi. When he will appear in front of us, you know, in Vrindavan. Hidayam, my heart, tadaloko katarom. My heart is, I am feeling very unsteady, I am feeling very restless. I don't know what to do. What shall I do now? Please tell me. Very nice. In simply meditating all these things deeply, it will help us to feel separation in a stage of life. That is saying our acharya. And simply chanting this he left this world. Sometime back I was there. Very nice, you should go there. On this place. Hare Krishna is 5 minutes there. Any question, comment? Hare Bol. Yes, thank you. Yes, come on. Say, I have the limitation. I'm training all big words. Simply repeating poem. Repeat what I say.
Yes. Thank you very much, Maharaj. Very nice class. And thanks for visiting us. I just have a question on the verse. It particularly mentioned of the city of Kashi. So what is so infamous about Kashi that it's even mentioned in the Srimad Bhagavatam? This verse up on the board.
The Samadha Purana is there. Kashi is considered one of the top Tirtha. Even among the 7 Tirtha, place of pilgrimage, it is written in scripture, Kashi is one, which gives you liberation from birth, death, to death. One is Mathura. Mathura means Vrindavan. Mathura, one is Kashi in the East. Then Kanchi from South India. Three, and Pura, the one is Maya. Some say our Maya, some say Haridwar, the other side is called Maya. So this and 3 others there. I cannot exactly, since I cannot tell, I remember. Maybe Jagannath Puri, one is Dwarka.
Badrinath.
And Badrinath. I can't say.
Ayodhya.
Ayodhya is also. So check it. This is scripture. Always I don't know. We are not after liberation. Our pure bhakti includes liberation. Automatically. Because Bhulya Mangal Thakur said, Mukti Mukutilanjali. One who is entering devotional service, Mukti as a personified maid servant stand the devotee's door asking for service, any service they can do. That means automatically devotees liberated from material attraction. Material. Yes?
Maharaj, you have a reference of that.
Online there is a debate among sannyasis, Gauriya sannyasis, including Ishkan sannyasis.
I'm not a scholar, anyway.
About this particular sukha is a
from Vrindavan. They don't say, there is no evidence. I also did research. I could not find that Ananda Vrindavan Champu of Kavi Karnapur does not say this is Sukhdev Goswami. Nowhere, but one person said, he was a big guru also, but some or other, they were like going back and forth. I just wanted to see if you have any reference. I never saw any reference here.
I think it is some scripture there. It may not be Vaishnav scripture also, I don't know.
I see.
But I saw it in childhood.
No, I know. It is there, but there is no actual evidence.
But scholars,
that it is.
They, sometimes they say also there are two Sukhdev Goswami. One of the Sukhdev Goswami, so as they wanted, he get married. What is it? Because in India, you know that this tradition. Every father wants this.
That's in Bhagavatam. That's in Bhagavatam 9th.
He said that Sukhdev got married, but there is another Sukhdev there. Expansion. He remained like this.
That was Brahmavadi.
Whatever.
Paranishtata. Those verses are there in the second chapter. But never found the reference that actually it is that Sukhdev Goswami is the parrot of Vrindavan Radharani. There's no evidence.
Some other guru, you say that is Radharani. Those were Sukha, it was that one.
But where is the evidence?
That is a good question. You can ask them. You can ask them.
Ask who? I am asked.
Ask those who are his followers. Many of our...
No, there is a few sannyasis.
I tell you. Who tell? I don't tell his name. I don't want to commit offense. When Prabhupada is gone, somebody say, I am the successor of next ISKCON. You all come to me. Not ISKCON, only just gone. I told him, why are you going? He's old. Any moment he will pass away. And that is what happened. Now they are, you don't know. They are in limbo. Neither this side, that side. They are going somewhere. I'm coming there. I say, why you did that? Stick to ISKCON. Prabhupada said, tolerate. Yes.
Where did the Madhavendra get the sandalwood, Malayan Hills? Where is that?
It is, as I know, it is beyond Jagannath Puri. You go between Andhra and Tamil Nadu, around there.
The Malay mountain is there.
Yeah, Malay mountain?
Yes.
Malay mountain is still there.
It doesn't mean Malaysia.
It may not be Malaysia. South India, where the two, three states meet, say Tamil Nadu, Andhra, and Karnataka, there is a, like a Robin Hood, there used to be a dacoit. Now he's killed. He knew all big official. He used to be a trafficker of sandalwood. and get money and give to the poor people. A long time government cannot catch him. Big person, he catch and kill them. It's a dense forest there. And the big tigers there, elephant there, ferocious animals there. It's very difficult to go there to catch him and stay inside. Many India like that. There are many big criminals, they hide in a very dense forest where all these ferocious animals there. Even government official cannot go to catch him. It's a problem. And he used to be there. Then later on they killed him. Only he's killed. What is his name? I forgot. Any South Indian there? Then no. It must be in some Puran, I'm sure. You have to find it. Because in scholars' book also I saw. Universities. Kerala University. Encyclopedia. Maybe it is there. You can see that. Vedic encyclopedia. Yeah? Some devotee may have. See? There you can find. Which scripture? Which Puran? The 18 Purans. One of them might be. What about Brahmanda Puran? Many things. See? Any other comment? Okay, finish it. Thank you very much. My love, yes, sir. Haribo! This is Vedic system. Haribo!